This is KFI Los Angeles, Earl C. Anthony Incorporated, California distributor of Packard Motor Cars. The following program is electrically transcribed, as usual.
The March of Chimes.
Tonight, officials of Earl C. Anthony Incorporated and the two radio stations which they operate, KFI and KECA, alleged outlets for the National Broadcasting Company, way out here in Southern California, present their reenactment of memorable events from
the March of Chimes.
Any similarity to persons alive or dead or employed by NBC is purely coincidental on purpose.
Tonight, wan, haggard brass hats of the National Broadcasting Company, nabob of the networks, chew their nails in desperation over a situation which threatens to undermine the very backbone of their mighty octopus-like organization. In the early days, an enterprising executive decided that a series of three dulcet musical tones would be used at the conclusion of each NBC program as a striking identification for this mighty octopus-like organization. As time went on, this bong-bong business became famous the length and breadth of the nation. It startled innocent babes out of their mother's arms, jangled the nerves of sensitive citizens, and awakened drowsy listeners at the end of all NBC programs. But during the past 18 months, innocent babes have not been startled out of their mother's arms. The nerves of sensitive citizens have not been jangled, and drowsy listeners have been able to slumber peacefully through all NBC programs. And why? Because there have been no chimes. And tonight, while ponderous executives of a mighty octopus-like organization face this crisis, we bring you the evolution of the KFI station break from the March of Chimes.
Years ago, before the dawn of chiselization, Merlin H. Aylesworth, then head of this mighty octopus-like organization, made a gentleman's agreement with Earl C. Anthony, owner and operator of KFI, pioneer superstation of the West.
And so, Earl, we're going to allow a full 20 seconds between all NBC programs so that each local station may identify itself. And you'll like this, Earl. You fellas can sell that time for short commercials, which we'll call spot announcements.
Well, gee, Merlin, of course, if you insist, I...
Oh, it's really nothing, Earl. You boys can use a few extra dollars. Remember, at the end of each program, we'll ring the chimes to signal local announcers that the air is there. And mind you, with each set of chimes, you get a full 20 seconds at no extra cost.
Merlin, chum, it's a deal. You've talked me into it.
And so in the beginning, Merlin created chimes and 20-second station breaks. Independently owned outlets of NBC, mighty octopus-like organization, prospered, grew rich and corpulent, bought yachts, vacationed at Santa Catalina, gave to the poor.
Let us listen to an echo from the dear dead days beyond recall. Days of the perfect station break.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, we bring to a conclusion this period of dance music by Meredith Wilson's orchestra, which has come to you from the basement of the Elks Hotel in Placerville. John Swallow speaking. This is the National Broadcasting Company.
KFI, Los Angeles, Radio Central Superstation, owned and operated by Earl C. Anthony Incorporated, distributor of Packard Motor Cars for California. Don't be a wallflower because of excess weight. Take Marmola, the new scientific reducing compound. Thousands of women are singing the praises of Marmola. Try Marmola today, spelled M-A-R-M-O-L-A. We now rejoin the facilities of the National Broadcasting Company for the ensuing program.
And so it was in the young, fresh, golden days of the National Broadcasting Company, mighty octopus-like organization. But then came a day when into this smooth-running, industrious, family-like arrangement there crept a discordant note. Time marches on.
1935. NBC announcer gets chisel in Christmas stocking. Sharpens it for immediate use.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, we bring to a conclusion this period of dance music by Meredith Wilson's orchestra, which has come to you from the first floor of the Elks Hotel in Placerville. John Swallow speaking. This is the National Broadcasting Company.
KFI, Los Angeles, Earl C. Anthony, Incorporated. California distributor for Packard Motor Cars. Time signal, 6 seconds until 6 p.m., courtesy Booker Wagner.
And that was just the beginning. Second by second was ruthlessly hacked from the original virginal 20 seconds. Irate spot announcement sponsors complained vehemently to poor, helpless Earl C. Anthony. Revenue dwindled. Anthony sold his Mahjong set.
1936. NBC gives Christmas bonus. A chisel in every announcer's stocking, resulting in wholesale butchery.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, we bring to a conclusion this period of dance music by Meredith Wilson's orchestra, which has come to you from the roof garden of the Elks Hotel in Placerville. Walter Bunker, Jr. speaking. This is the National Broadcasting Company. You are listening to KFI.
Gaunt, despairing, poverty-stricken, Earl C. Anthony hocked his Packard. Stop giving to the poor. Canceled vacations. Chime marches on.
1937. Generous NBC, mighty octopus-like organization, goes hog wild on Christmas bonus with combination chisel and mallet in every announcer's stocking. Two stockings for every announcer.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we regret that due to the failure of our RCA equipment, we were unable to make contact with four of the five scheduled pickup points on this special educational broadcast, which was to have brought you a vivid cross-section of the habits and idiosyncrasies of the Catalina Seagull. This is Buddy Twist speaking from our vantage point here inside a whale, 5 or 6 miles off the coast of beautiful Santa Barbara Island. We return you now to the NBC studios in Hollywood.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, we conclude this educational broadcast from five battleships anchored off the breakwater at Los Angeles. This was a presentation of the Special Features Department of the National Broadcasting Company. Remember, it's RCA all the way. Well, almost. This is the National Broadcasting Company.
KFI Los Angeles, the Anthony Brothers,
Johnny, presented by
Packard Motor
Cars.
Such was the alarming situation in 1937. Sidewalks at KFI Studios 10th and Hope were jammed to the gutters with muttering multitudes of irate sponsors. Announcers lose power of speech. Forget mother tongue. Gaunt Earl C. Anthony borrows lunch money from employees. Appeals to NBC, mighty octopus-like organization. Recalls gentlemen's agreement. NBC doesn't.
Then, one bleak black November day, Natty, sandy-mustached Harrison Holloway, general manager of KFI-KECA, strode into his office and made a momentous decision.
Buzz me, Mrs. Dennishode. Take an ultimatum. Quote, as far as giving free time for broadcasting the premiere of Marie Antoinette is concerned, I can see no difference between a can of celluloid and a can of beans.
But, Mr. Holloway, you weren't supposed to say that till 1938.
Take an ultimatum. Quote, NBC may cut the mustard, but KFI will cut the chimes. Unquote.
And with these terse, effective words, natty, sandy-mustached Harrison Holloway thwarted the mighty octopus-like organization of NBC.
Things began to look better. KFI revenues increased. Anthony bought another Mahjong set, paid back lunch money debts to employees, prospered, cut chimes. Programs were handled differently.
Western Electric invites you to be its guest next week at this same time when Arturo Toscanini will again conduct the NBC Symphony Orchestra. Included on tonight's program was How'd You Like to Love Me from Give Me a Sailor, Milton Cross speaking. This is the National Broadcasting Company.
This is KFI Los Angeles. For correct time all the time, use a tick-tock alarm clock. Walter Chum Bunker, NBC production head, says,
us NBC guys operate just like a railroad. That's why I insist that all our producers time their shows with tick-tock alarm clocks. And three times out of five, we get off, too.
When you walk on wax, you save your floors. The Johnson Wax Program, presenting Fibber McGee and Company, with Jim Jordan as Fibber McGee.
And so the tide was turned, but there was still room for improvement. KFI executives decided to adhere even more strictly to the original gentleman's agreement. A full 20 seconds or fight was their decision early this year. Time marches on.
October 5th, 1938. NBC announcers' chisels rust from lack of use.
Robert Taylor appeared on tonight's program through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer. Heard on the program were Make Believe from Showboat, Change Partners, and Dance from Carefree. This is the National
KFI Los Angeles. If you're not hot under the collar, use Lifebuoy. Fastidious people don't take chances. They take daily Lifebuoy baths. Walter Chum Bunker, NBC production head, says,
us NBC guys operate just like a railroad. Because our producers have to sweat to get programs off on time, I insist they use Lifebuoy.
Amos and Andy.
Time marches on.
KFI Los Angeles. Time signal, 20 seconds before 10 p.m., courtesy RCA. Have you ever heard those famous NBC chimes? Oh, well, would you like to? A set of those beautiful chimes are just the thing to have around the house. And are they handy? Merely tear off the top of your RCA radio set, or a reasonable facsimile, enclose $2.95, and before you can say this is the National Broadcasting Company, those Jim Dandy chimes will be on their way. Listen to them fizzle.